Hello, Time Electric.
Hi, Edgar. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good, good. How's it going?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. Happy Friday, right?
Happy Friday, for sure.
Thanks. So I was just following up. We're still having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's something going on with the card that we have on file or if you just needed more time.
No, I had one of the representatives call me. I thought I had canceled the session with you guys.
There's no notes on that in the account. Do you remember when that was or who you spoke with? Or
it's because there's so many of you guys that call me sometimes. I'm not even quite sure, but yes, yeah, I mean, agreement was based on month to 2 months. I mean, I think so, yeah. And then right after I canceled, I had a lot of your competitors call me. I mean, up to this moment, a lot of your competitors still calling in behalf of you guys, saying that a lot of your clients basically had the same experience I had, where like I was getting nowhere with leads and stuff.
I think I was confused with another company, because your agreement with us in the voice verification recording and the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature is definitely a month-to-month subscription. But in order to prevent the next month's charge, you have to call and cancel 3 business days prior to the 13th, which is your billing date. And there's no notes of that, and all of our calls are recorded for quality assurance. I just did a quick query of the phone number, and I don't see any phone calls regarding a cancellation request either. So I want to give you some options, because if you're getting competitor calls, people calling and, you know, trying to bash Local Splash, that's probably just because they see that there's an orange banner up on your site because the payment hasn't gone through. So they think that you canceled with us, and so they're just trying to get you to go with them. But your program includes an extra $300 worth of Google paid ads. And if you wanted to, you could remove those, and that would lower your subscription to just $199 monthly. Okay, and with that package, you'll still be on the first page of Google. You'll still be on the first page of Bing. You're mobily optimized, meaning you come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And a lot of people will go to a package like that, because you could always call back later and put those ads on if you wanted to. There's a note on here, Edgar, which is very important, that Sherry Stingley from our verification department, she put that she's made 5+ attempts regarding the Google video recording that they're offering. So you added us as a manager to the Google business page when you signed up with us. Shortly after that, Google was offering a video verification, which is actually a very good thing that they're offering that, because they will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients, right? So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to have an address and to kind of solidify with Google that you're a trusted business in the area. So that monthly attempt that Sherry's been making, it's not even a Zoom call where you have to get on a live call with Google. All it is you use the email that we sent you and you upload a couple of things that would satisfy Google. Sometimes it's just an invoice with your work address or your work truck with some tools or anything like that. You just submit it on that form. And then once, you know, Google is satisfied with it, then they allow it to be published. So, you know, that's the good thing is, yeah, so she's been trying to reach out to you regarding that for sure. So, yeah.
But as far as canceling, I mean, I am looking into that canceling, just the fact that, like I said, as soon as, like, I don't know, I guess, I thought I canceled the system and one of you guys is shame, but, and then after that, like, as soon as that happened, I thought you got phone calls. But yeah, as far as I had a lot of like my partners, you know, that I share the same thing with them, and then basically they were in the same page with you guys that it's not worth the money. So basically, yeah, I'm trying to cancel as far as that.
Yeah, what you've been doing is you've been throwing the $199 portion of the program down the toilet, because we ask you when you sign up to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash. So if you're getting those emails and you're getting phone calls with somebody trying to help you get the business verified, and if for some reason you're missing them, that's okay. You're running a business. We don't expect you to drop everything when they call. But if you get back to them within, you know, 24, 48 hours, then it keeps the process going, because in reality, you're in Los Angeles, and just over the last 30 days in your area, there were 2,812 searches done on Google in the keywords that relate to your category. So the fact that you haven't been responding with us what we need to get it published, that's, you know, costing you a lot. There's a huge book of business that's been slipping through your fingers. And I'm not going to say, you know, oh, it would have been 2,812 clients each month, because that's also not realistic, right? But what we know is that 87% of consumers will hire off the first page. So for you as a small business, even a percentage of that would be life-changing for you and life-changing for your business. Okay, so you have two options if you wanted to cancel. Number one, I could take the ads off, because I don't see that you would need an extra $300 worth of Google paid ads if your intention is just to cancel. So I could collect that final payment and cancel right after, and you wouldn't have to worry about any further charges. Or you could cancel the program and just keep the website, and that's $49 a month for the hosting of the site. Have you seen the site that we built?
I already had my website, so basically how does that work? That was my website. You guys just like made something.
We use your domain, right? But the content is what we built. So right now, if you pull up your site, and this has been the way almost throughout the whole month, there's a big orange banner at the top saying the information here is no longer being updated. So that's just supposed to be a friendly reminder that your payment's not going through. But if you don't do the hosting, then what happens is the site just becomes an empty domain. I mean, it still belongs to you, but you would just have to go somewhere else and build a new site on it, I guess.
No worries. Yeah, I'm just trying to cancel with you guys as far as that. Like, no worries. I'm just trying to cancel as much as I can. I'm not having
okay. All right, no problem. No problem, Edgar. So for that final payment, which again I'll reduce to the $199, is there a different card that you'd like to use?
Yeah, but right now I'm not in like the part where I have my card. Is there another time you call me or something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. I can call you back. All I recommend is that do it before February 10th, because there's that 3 business day rule before your next billing. So right now you're only past due for 1 month, right? But come February 13th, it would reoccur to 2 months, and I don't want it to keep racking up charges and affecting your credit and whatnot, especially if you don't even want to continue. You know what I mean?
No
so
worries.
What time
I
are you thinking
so much.
You want me to call you?
Tomorrow, if you want, early in the morning. Oh, I'm sorry, Monday and early in the morning.
Let's do that, yeah, because we're not here on Saturday, so I'll follow up with you on Monday morning, and we'll get this squared away, and then in the meantime, have a really good weekend, too, okay?
Appreciate it so much.
All right, no problem, Edgar. Bye-bye.